The borough's hydro plant at Blind Slough generates about a quarter of the community's electricity needs from the water that's dropped out of Crystal Lake. Construction on it started 100 years ago, and it was online by 1925, according to newspaper reports. 2 years ago, a consultant recommended over $7 million in repairs and upgrades. Utility Director Carl Hagerman told the Assembly the borough would need to borrow to pay for that work, as well as for the cost of additional backup diesel generation.
We do need to move towards adding diesel generation, and the cost of that and the cost of finishing constructing the Blind Slough hydro repairs. That is a reason that we're looking at bond issuance.
Hagerman said that additional diesel power is needed during peak demand if Petersburg loses connection to its main power source, the hydroelectric plants near Wrangell and Ketchikan, and the cost of the new hydro and diesel generators would be repaid by customers of the local electric utility, not by taxpayers. But borrowing money will likely require an increase in electrical rates. Hagerman said a study of those power rates is still in progress.
The reason that we're doing a rate study is to determine if our rates, existing rates, are adequate enough to take on additional debt to fund these projects. At this point, it's not complete, but I can tell you that it's not, and that we are looking at rate increases this year and next year to fund some debt service. And that, you know, we need to be transparent with the community on that issue, that these projects really need to occur. But that does mean that rates will go up to pay off this debt.
The borough is waiting for the rate study to be completed before it knows the size of rate hikes that would be needed for this work. The wholesale power provider that supplies most of the community's hydroelectricity also may increase the cost of that power as it replaces a cable south of Petersburg this summer. On a radio show on Monday, Assemblymember Dave Kensinger thought it made sense to do the work to keep the Blind Slough hydro plant running. However, he was also concerned with the cost of the project increasing.
I don't want to see us get in a situation like what happened in Succa with Blue Lake, where they had where they raised their pool on Blue Lake Dam, and that project went way, way over budget. And, you know, but I feel confident that we have enough wherewithal within the borough to make sure that doesn't happen. So that's one of the things that I'll be paying close attention to, is making for sure that when we get bids for this project, that we'll be staying within those bids.
Back in February, the Assembly already approved the purchase of the new equipment for the Blind Slough repairs for just over $2 million, although that's contingent on local voter approval. On Monday, the Assembly voted 4-0 to approve retaining a law firm to help the borough prepare for issuing bonds to pay for the repair work. Mayor Mark Jensen and Assembly members Taylor Norheim and Jay Stanton Greger were not at the meeting. They'll still have to consider putting the bonding question on the ballot at a later date. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.